Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, this Andy Booker knows how to party, man. I mean, he showed up. This thing got turned up. Turn up!
Nothing like tequila on a Tuesday afternoon. Tequila on a Tuesday. That's what it's all about, man. Hey, by the way, shout out to Sid, who's a loyal listener. He was out here putting him back at Hooters yesterday. And Uncle Bruce rolled in.
Yeah, man.
Uncle Bruce lives up in Gainesville. And Uncle Bruce was chatting. He goes, Mike, he goes, I'm with you on that Joanne Feldman from Fox 5.
What do you mean?
I like her doing the weather.
That's what he said?
Yeah, he said he likes Joanne Feldman.
I think we all do, don't we?
I think we do. I said there's kind of a Rene Russo vibe in like the Thomas Crown Affair, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of dig it. Yeah. Makes my barometer rise. Also, Uncle Bruce asked the question, how have we not heard any bold predictions from Nostradamus?
Oh!
He says it's been a minute now. He's trying to keep track on this. Live from Hooters Mall of Georgia right here, guys, at M. Buford. We haven't heard any Nostradamus.
Yeah, you know what? I am trying to wait to get through camp. I just want to make sure all the guys are healthy before Nostradamus.
Another misguided prediction. From Nostradamus.
This guy's right more
Thank
times
you, Michael
than
Buffer.
He's, more,
you, Michael
he's
Buffer.
Right more times than I. So I am going to wait till the end of camp, but trust me. It's going to happen. That is a really good question. That is a really good question, but we will get there.
Yes, we will give you that prediction.
We will get there.
Because a lot of guys look at Vegas, and I was talking, we saw Albert Breer today.
We did.
Who's, again, a lot of national guys were there today. Also, you know,
Albert's great, man.
By
he
the
does
way,
a terrific
way, shout
guy.
Out to a really good coach who's been around the NFL like probably five times over. We talked to Ed Donatel, who lives over at Reynolds at Lake Oconee now. But Ed, for guys who don't remember, he was Mora's D.C. the last year we went to the NFC Championship with Mora, lost to the Eagles.
That's right.
And like the last good year with Mike Vick in 04. But Ed Donatel, really good dude. We got a chance to say hi. But, no, I just thought that 7.5 is the win total. Vegas always, you know, has a pretty good beat on this stuff because they look at our first half of the schedule and they just don't know what Michael – they're not saying Michael Penix can't. They don't know what we know. They haven't seen what we see with Michael Penix Jr., but that's why we're only at 7.5 wins right now.
Yeah,
but
look,
that's what we will get eventually, Nostradamus and Mike's pick for just what we're going to hit as far as our win total.
Yeah, and by the way, I will tell you right now, it's more than that. There's no debating it. It's more than that. But we're going to get – I'm so glad you brought that up. We will get to Nostradamus.
Thanks, Uncle Bruce.
Yeah, man. And we were just talking about – he's a master plumber, Mike, and he does work around town. And we were just talking about, you know, how some contractors can be jerks and how they don't invest in their work. We were just having a conversation. There are people who have had work on their homes. You guys know who you are. And you just need somebody you can trust.
Right.
So we were just having that conversation. So thank you, sir, for your honesty.
I need to hire Uncle Bruce because I got bathrooms that look like Caesar's Palace.
Oh, he can help you. He can help you. Yeah. I mean, he said, I take that before and after picture. And it's like,
People want to be the before.
People are amazed. Hey, man, Andy and Randy had a chance to catch up. It is not Khalid. As a matter of fact, he wanted to make sure that we knew it is Khalid.
Like DJ Khalid.
well, not necessarily there, but almost. DJ Khaled. Khaled Kareem is one of our linebackers. And these are guys, again, we're introducing you and getting a chance to know a variety of players on this team, guys.
He popped on Friday.
He did. He played well. So he stopped by Andy and Randy. First thing the guys asked him, though, was, you know, what was the difference today? You're getting a chance to play against different players, getting some different contacts, some different looks. Here's what he said.
It was good. Real competitive. You know, energy guys flying around. It was just good to see another guy besides, like you said, our own teammates.
Right. How much time has passed between, like, right now and when you got done? Like, just for fans that are listening, because we're trying to give them as, like, up close of a view as we can. Like, you're fresh off the field. How fresh?
Yeah. Still sweating.
Yeah.
Still sweating for sure. It's probably been, like, 7 to 10 minutes max.
That's great. Yeah.
How's your Atlanta experience been? Because your first year, obviously, had time in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. You came over late last year to Atlanta. How has your Atlanta experience been so far?
It's been pretty cool. I mean – I've been coming down to Atlanta for years. Right. My family's from Columbus.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, let's go.
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you said your family from Columbus. You raised from Columbus.
No, I'm from
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've been coming down here for years. My uncle, he lives in Athens, and then my wife, her family's from Georgia. So I've been coming down here since college. So it's been pretty smooth, honestly. I actually bought my house 2 weeks before I signed here in the preseason. So I closed on it second week of preseason.
Sweet.
While in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And it all worked out.
Okay. And what about the team, though?
Oh, I love it. Guys are great. Coaching staff is amazing. It's a great place to be.
You played in college too, right? You were at Notre Dame. All right.
Yeah, I did. Go ahead.
It was a good game.
It was. We lost both of them.
Yeah, you did.
By a total of 7 points.
It don't matter. You lost them 2 L's.
They were good games. Yep. They were really good games.
They're still 2 L's.
Yep. I'll take it for shit.
Randy went to Georgia.
I'll still take two L's.
I went to Washington. I don't know if you guys played us at that time, but you probably beat us if so. My 21st birthday, we played Notre Dame at Husky Stadium, and you guys beat us so bad that day. I think it was Brady Quinn and Jeff Samardzija. They beat us so bad that day.
Yeah,
we
I was
left
in elementary school.
Well, yeah, I had dating folks.
Fair enough.
But it's all good. But answer me this, because we watched you play on Friday, and you were able to get a sack in that game.
Yes, sir.
But you were playing early to late in that game. Tell us about, because I try to break down, starters aren't playing, these guys are going to play, because you got to play all these reps, obviously probably play teams reps also. What is that like, getting yourself ready for that?
It's very similar to practice. I mean, I just take every opportunity. It's like, you never know when your opportunity is going to come. So whenever your name is called, you got to strike gold. And so that's what I just try to do, take advantage of every opportunity that's given to me.
Khalid Kareem joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. We've talked a lot for years, before you got here, last year, this year, about the pass rush, mm-hmm. about the edge position. A lot of new faces,
yep.
a couple first-round draft picks, free agents, all that. What is the competition like amongst that group?
It's a great competition, man. I mean, you have a great leader in Flo. I mean, he just goes out there and shows it every day. He's very consistent, shows us how to work and how to get to the quarterback. But also, he's very violent and sending his edges. And you got AK, who's coming off a 6-sack year. We're looking forward to him to add to that pass rush. And then Braylon Tries, having him back is huge. He's very athletic, very sneaky strong. So I love him. And then, like you said, the two rookies, they're ballers, man. It's the reason why they went first round. And so for me, it's just like it's an uphill battle. But honestly, competition breeds excellence, and so it's bringing out the best in me.
How has this defense, look at it, because you got here late last year, so you were kind of in that same system last year to a new system.
Yes, sir.
How is it different?
It's an attack style defense, so this is very similar to what I played in Indianapolis, so this is very, very simple for me. And so it's an easy transition. We're really just getting off the ball, getting off the ball and stopping the run all the way to the quarterback. That's pretty much it. Yeah. Okay.
Khalid Kareem joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Joint practice for the day over.
Yes.
Obviously, you'll take on the Titans again tomorrow in joint practice. You mentioned an uphill battle, like obviously a lot of depth at the position.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think gives you an advantage, or what do you think sets you apart from some of the guys in that group?
I think we all do a lot of things well and very similar. I think for me, I just pride myself on doing the dirty work things. You know, some guys don't want to do, whether it's setting the edge, putting your face in the fan, I'm willing to do it. And then if you need me on special teams, I'll go and do that.
Right.
I have, no problem. I'm in 6 years in the league, and, most guys, they don't want to play ST, but I'm like, if that's how I get on the field, how I make the team, so be it. Let's do it.
Sure.
How is this experience different than the other stops you had? Because like you mentioned earlier, Cincinnati, you mentioned Indy. How is this experience here in Atlanta different for those? Because we always clown Cincinnati here. That's just what we do. I just put it out there.
Cincy was a solid place, man. You had to get out the mud. It's the definition of the Midwest, just grimy. Here, they do everything the right way, from the weight room staff, the trainers, the coaches, everything done the right way, and it just sets everybody up for success.
How's the energy with Jeff Ulbricht as DC? We hear a lot of different things about him. We see a little bit. We've talked to him. But from your perspective, what's he bringing to the table?
He brings this mentality of just being dogs, just taking our opponents to deep water, like whatever it takes, just outlast our opponent and just out-physical and outrun to the ball. So he brings that very, very high intensity that we all love, and it's, you know, spreading out to everybody from defense, offense, special teams.
Last one for me. Talk, because we always ask about Brick and everything like that. What about Ra? What is it about him? Because we love him. Everybody loves Ra around here in a different type of energy. Not a big rah-rah guy, but a rah-rah guy.
No pun intended.
Nickname Ra.
Yeah. Ra's a great man. He's the definition of a player's coach.
Right.
He takes care of you as far as on the field too, like, you know, high, low, medium days. But when we work, and he expects the best out of us, and he's always has our back, whatever it is on the field. Like, if we get into a little scuffle out there, he's like, hey, man, I got you. He'll talk to the rest for us. Like, he's really good. He's here for us.
What do you see from Penix? I mean, you're one of the guys trying to rush him and, hurry him up and make him uncomfortable. Obviously, out there today, the Titans were the ones doing it. But what have you seen from the young quarterback in this camp?
I think he's very mature beyond his years. I've played with a lot of great quarterbacks. I've been around Matt Ryan, Joe Burrow,
yeah.
Caleb Williams, Justin Fields. And he's definitely wise and mature beyond his years. He's making some great reads. I think he's really taking that next step to being that great starting quarterback in the NFL.
It's Khalid Kareem, guys, with Andy and Randy earlier today, right after practice. Joint practices with the Tennessee Titans. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live at Hooters, as we've been at camp all week, and today is our last day here at Hooters. But, Mike, he was talking about the vibe, man, on the defense and Ra, and giving the guys on this coaching staff a lot of credit for making guys comfortable. I think he's fit in, and, again, I think he's going to find a spot on this roster, man.
I know that there's a lot of guys that are fighting, especially in the safety position. We talked about D-line. It goes back to the genesis of getting out of the cap, and then when you can finally start putting some guys on the roster, that cap hell that we were in when, unfortunately, Terry Fano took over. And now all of a sudden you got dudes that are, there's going to be some hard decisions, maybe not linebacker. Saw Troy Anderson today in civvies. So, obviously not in pads. But
how does he look? I haven't seen him at all.
I mean, he looks, he always looks like he's in shape, like he's cut out of wood.
Okay.
But I just haven't seen him out there. Still think we're a little lean at the wide receiver. Just we were talking at the bar with Neil and the guys. The wide receiver position, if Darnell Mooney, there's no timeline. I mean,
what's up, Darnell?
Ra was just kind of being cryptic at best about that. I like Casey Washington. He had the big catch, 52 yards from the line of scrimmage for a touchdown play. We know that Ray McCloud is a speed burner. But, I just don't know if you got enough horsepower, at the wide receiver position, if you try to bracket Drake London in this in the regular season.
It's a great point. I will say this. We haven't seen it. But if you really want to go four wide, you can put Bijan out there. Because he can run every route these guys can run, and he can execute that. I just don't know, Mike, how much of that we're actually going to see. If you really just wanted to put some more speed out,
right,
you could do that. But you bring up a valid point, man, with Cordell – not Cordell, but Darnell Mooney being out.
And I was talking to a couple of guys today. As we said, we watch mostly Falcons 1 offense versus Tennessee 1 defense. But on the other side, in some of the one-on-one drills, where you've got the corners, we saw
– Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
There are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some big plays. Bijan beating a corner for the Titans for a big play. But it was a good day for Calvin Ridley for a couple of guys who were asking. Calvin Ridley in a one-on-one beating A.J. Terrell. So, I mean, but that's generally what can happen, Carl, in those one-on-ones.
Look, Calvin's,
sometimes advantage to the wide receiver.
Calvin's a hell of a receiver, man. I mean, look, he showed a lot of promise. We know where we were headed with him, and then all the stuff happened. But, yeah, man, that's great for AJ to get that kind of work in against a guy like that. We're coming back. Yeah, man, no man's on the way. We are live at Hooters Mall of Georgia. It's Dukes and Bell.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.